This is the UPMC High School Football Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning, Pittsburgh. My name is John Phillips. I will host this program Saturday mornings starting at 7 a.m. through the high school football season. We'll hopefully take you through the state championships as well. But it all leads to Heinz Field, does it not? Right here in Western Pennsylvania, you play to get to Heinz Field. Last night here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, MSA Sports broadcasting the Hopewell-Montour game. Big matchup in Class AAA as the Vikings and Spartans did battle, and it came down to the wire. And of course, who do you think had a hand in the play that made it the difference in the ball game last night? Russell Schell, late in the fourth quarter, called upon for this particular moment.
We'll work under center. One flanker each way. Here's the handoff to Schell. Schell's got the first down and more inside the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Russell Schell. 34-yard touchdown run by Russell Schell, and Hopewell takes a 22-19 lead over Montour with a minute 25 left in the fourth quarter.
That's Lanny Fratteri of the MSA Sports Network here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Last night, Hopewell defeats number one ranked Montour 22-19, and we're pleased to be joined on the Rivertown Hotline by Dave Vestal, the head coach of the Hopewell Vikings since 2001, and a big win last night for you, coach, at Tony Dorsett Stadium. Boy, I tell you what, Russell Schell and that entire team just never quitting last night, and just kind of want to get your thoughts on that big play last night by your senior tailback.
Well, it was a great moment, and it was a big moment. And when we talked about it on fourth down, and we came over and talked about it as a team, he wanted the football, and there's nothing better than putting the ball in the hands of Russell Schell when the game's on the line. And he just came through with a great play. Our offensive line really executed well all night, and they believed in what we were doing, and it was just a great finish to a great football game.
Yeah, Dave, I was reading a quote in Mike White's article here in the Post-Gazette. You actually encourage your kids to suggest what they do, and I'm sure that there's probably a few coaches out there to do it, but I would think the vast majority don't. Tell me a little bit about that and why you put such trust into these young kids as to maybe suggest what should be run.
Well, sometimes your kids have a good feel on the field for what's going on more than you have on the sideline. And we talk about certain things at times. Nolan Hermato is a really intelligent kid, and he'll come over and we'll throw out some possibilities. But during a timeout when the game's on the line and you kind of sit there with your coaches and the kids in the huddle and you discuss, you know, possible plays that could be called, sometimes you have to go with, maybe something that your kids really believe in. It's going to work for that situation. So it's not like we just throw plays out all the time and they're calling plays all the time. It's just a matter of, throwing some options out. And sometimes you have to go with your gut, and sometimes you have to go with your kid's gut feeling on a certain situation.
Yeah, certainly. I don't want to suggest that they're out there suggesting every play, but certainly, when you go to that, talk about how that really relates to, maturation and the trust factor that you're building. Because that's part of it. That's part of what coaching is building that trust between you and the player.
Sure. I mean, most coaches probably wouldn't have gone with an off-tackle play in that situation. But, our kids believed in what we were doing, especially running the football the way we did in the second half, and knew that play was probably our best option. We thought we might get some pressure up the middle, and with the scheme we had in place, we would pin those players and have a good chance to hit the off-tackle hole. So, we have some mature players and intelligent players, and I think, when there's certain situations and you have that trust and maturity, sometimes it's, good to all be on the same page and pick your best play to have success.
Dave Vestal is our guest on the Rivertown Hotline. Dave, the head coach of the Hopewell Vikings since 2001, of course, won a Whipple and state title in 2002. I want to talk to you about that in a little bit, but I want to get to Russell Schell, your senior tailback. Obviously, all eyes on him. One of the, obviously top recruits, not just in Pennsylvania, probably the top recruit in Pennsylvania by far, and easily a top 10, top 5 type in the entire country. And you've had some obviously great players over the years. Obviously Paul Puz Leslie comes to mind. Can you talk a little bit about Russell and the role he plays, not just in terms of, you know, playing running back and linebacker and all the other, you know, areas that he helps the team, but talk about him as a leader and you know, how he is, you know, on and off the field and what he means to Hopewell football.
Well, Russell's a great kid. He has a very, you know, he's very focused. He's a great leader for us. He's got a great personality. You know, he seems relaxed, you know, when he's off the field, and I'm sure he feels a lot of pressure, but, you know, we try to take care of that pressure, I think, as a team by being one unit and, you know, working together and executing our system of play. But, you know, he's a great kid. I think when the game's on the line, I know when the game's on the line, he wants the ball, and I think kids feed off of that. We've had a lot of great leadership throughout our football team, and even last week when we had all the cramping issues that all the other teams had, we had some kids really step up and, you know, fill those holes until we got some of those other kids back, including Russell. Adam Murray did a great job at tailback until we got Russell back last week. But he's special, and he's a home run hitter, and you have to give him the ball. And, you know, sometimes think, you know, people think we're not balanced, but I think the second half we didn't throw a pass, but we were getting 5 yards a pop off you know, right and left tackle, mixing it up a little bit. And I think when your kids believe in your system and what you're doing, and they know that the more times you feed that tailback, the better he gets, it just makes a lot of sense. So he's a special kid. Can't believe he's a senior. You know, he came up as a freshman, but, you know, he's done a tremendous job for us, and he's a great leader.
Now, when he came up as a freshman, did you know what you had potentially on your hands with this young man?
Well, we had a senior tailback at the time who was doing a really good job for us, and when Russell came up, we had him involved in some packages, and every time he got on the field in that package, he would make a big play or score a touchdown. He hustled in practice. He would win every single 40 that we did at the end, so he really earned it. And by week 5 or so, he ended up becoming our starting tailback. But he certainly, you know, earned everything he got as a freshman. And to earn the respect of your seniors is difficult.
Yeah.
And he did that by his work ethic and what he did on the field.
Dave Vestal is our special guest here on the Rivertown Hotline. He's joining us here on the UPMC High School Football Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Boy, the numbers, he continues to pile up. He reached 7,000 yards last night, ninth on the PIAA all-time list. He's closing in on Mike Vernillo's WPIL rushing record. Recruiting, obviously the big story with him. He has said he's made a decision. I'm not going to ask you what he has decided, but can you talk a little bit about that process and how much you were involved with him? Were you involved even at all? Has he confided in you? What has that been like?
Well, Russell has really taken, I think, the recruiting process well. I think he's taken things in stride. Obviously, he's had a ton of attention. I think he's handled it very well. And I think he's just taken his time so he's sure about his decision and where he wants to go. You know, sometimes kids will commit, like a Paul Pislesny, back before their senior year,
right,
in May. But, you know, Russ wanted to take his time, make sure he had the, you know, he's going to make the right decision, and he's been very mature about the whole process. And when it's time, you know, it's time, and he'll make that announcement, and I think he'll be at peace with it and know that it's the right decision.
Now, he's made a decision. Has he informed you of what he's going to do?
Well, you know, we've talked about you know, different things I think everybody knows about out there,
right,
and I think he, you know, is keeping some things to himself as far as what,
okay,
he wants to do, and I think when the time's right, he'll make sure everybody knows, and then we'll move on. But, you know, the thing about Russell right now is he's focused on Hopewell High School and, you know, making sure we're as good as we can be and you know, winning every football game, and that's difficult in our conference. So, you know, he's really focused on that, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for him because, you know, some kids, I think, in certain situations are more focused on next year and not the current year, but he wants to make Hopewell as good as we can be, and he's determined to do that.
Real quickly, before I let you go, and I know obviously the season at hand is what's on mind, but I want to go back to 2002, the great run that your team had all the way to a state championship. What do you take from that season, and what do you take from that and try to instill in the kids of today?
We were talking about that last night because in the second half we didn't throw a pass. And so we were kidding about that in the state championship in 2002. We threw one pass in that state championship game, and it was intercepted by Dan Connor. So we ran the ball every other time. You know what? That team was physical, special up front. We were very good. you know, and people knew where that ball was going, but the great thing about it was they couldn't stop it. And I think as a defense, you're demoralized when you know what's going on, but you can't do anything about it. You can't stop it. And I'd rather have a team throw on me than be able to run the football and, you know, chunk me for 5-10 yards a pop and wear me down and demoralize me. So, you know, that team was very special. It faced, you know, tough teams along the way and great adversity. In fact, there was an overtime game in week one where we played Catani, you know, to get to the state championship game. We might not have ever gotten there. So, special team, special group of kids. You'll never forget it. It seems like just yesterday. I think our kids walk in our locker room and see that portrait of us under the scoreboard, and they understand how good that team was. And I think that does, you know, mean a lot to them. And I think they inspire. They want to be like that. So, you know, it's a great thing. I think we've established a great tradition at Hopewell, and I think our kids believe in that.